Harper Audio presents Executive Privilege by Philip Margolin, performed by Jonathan Davis.
Prologue. Brad Miller woke up at 6 a.m. Even though his meeting with Roy Kinnear, the retired Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, was scheduled for 9. He was too nervous to get back to sleep. So he went into the bathroom to get ready for the most important meeting of his life. Under normal circumstances, Brad would have been anxious about being in the presence of an intellectual giant. Not so long ago, he'd been reading Kinnear's landmark opinions in law school. But it wasn't Kinnear's stature that had made Brad's hand shake as he shaved. What frightened him was the possibility that he was wrong, that he'd misinterpreted the evidence. And what if he was right? Brad stared in the mirror at his half-shaved face. Nothing about his average looks or personal history was outstanding. He was 26 with curly black hair, a straight nose, and clear blue eyes, not ugly but certainly not male model material. He was a fair athlete, who was good enough to be the second best player on his college tennis team, but his athletic skills had never been championship caliber. Brad had done well enough in law school to make the law review, but he hadn't won any other academic prizes, and he was employed as a junior associate in Oregon's largest law firm, which meant that he occupied the lowest rung on a very high ladder. Until today, he had been a fairly insignificant member of the human race. If he was right, he was about to become a key figure in the biggest political scandal in American history.